Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. That was our national anthem, as you know, ladies and gentlemen. What a great song. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and this is our 4th of July celebration program. If you're looking for a lot of small business, if you're looking for small business tips and things like that, tune in tomorrow. We'll have lots of that tomorrow and the rest of the day and all the other days in the future. But right now, as we've been doing now, this is my 13th consecutive 4th of July celebration as I've been on the radio. And so that's all we're going to do today. So sit back and relax and enjoy what we're going to talk about today. One of the things I want to do first is I want to take you back to a little history, even way before our founders. And I want to take you all the way back to Henry II. Henry II was the first Plantagenet king of England. And he's important to contemporary small business owners like you and me, because he's considered the founder of a legal system to which you and I owe our freedom to be who we are. He was ambitious and highly intelligent. Henry's attempts to consolidate all of the 12th century British Isles under his rule created the need for order. And while the subsequent reforms that he enacted were intended more for his own political expediency than to just empower the people, which it ultimately did, those reforms actually gave birth to a body of law now known as English common law, which replaced elements, such enlightened elements of the feudal system as trial by ordeal. 6 centuries after Henry's death, the legal and cultural tide of personal freedoms and property rights that evolved from his reforms were being established across the Atlantic. In the colonies, a group of malcontents, now called the American Founders, envisioned and created and fought for a new interpretation of Henry's legacy. Their plan was different because it was without kings. In The Fortune of the Republic, Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote this: "We began with freedom. America was opened after the feudal mischief was spent. No inquisitions here, no kings, no dominant church." In The Origin of the Bill of Rights, Leonard Levy wrote this: "Freedom was mainly a product of New World conditions." How about that, folks? New freedom came from America, as we now know it today. Those conditions, as Thomas Jefferson so artfully wrote in the Declaration of Independence, were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. My friends, these were 18th century words for freedom. And embryonic conditions for which the 56 signers of Jefferson's document put their lives and liberty at risk on July 4th, 1776. But America's founding documents weren't perfected until they perpetuated rights that were, as John Dickinson declared a decade earlier in 1766, born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. By definition, entrepreneurs like you and me take risks. But only freedom, only the freedom to enjoy success, can make those risks acceptable. Thank you, Henry VIII. Even if it wasn't what you intended, what you did created the environment, created the seed for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Research shows that there's a direct connection. This is the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor that we've been studying since 1999. I've been reporting on since 1999. Shows that a direct connection between the rate of new business startups, between entrepreneurship, there's a connection between entrepreneurship and economic growth. And the American experiment has demonstrated that a healthy entrepreneurial environment fosters national economic well-being. Thank you, founders. Because without their vision, their courage, their passion, and their sacrifice, it's doubtful that entrepreneurship as we know it would exist today. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever stopped to thank the founders for your ability to be entrepreneurial? I think we should be doing that. I've always thought that. I've been thinking that for a long time. I've been talking about that on the show for a long time. And if capitalism is the economic lever of democracy, surely entrepreneurship is the force that renews the strength and the reliability of that lever for each new generation. We began with freedom, my friends. We began with the freedom to dream and to try. We began with the freedom to succeed and to fail. We began with the freedom to own and to enjoy and to accumulate and to pass on to the next generation. We began with freedom, my friends, and entrepreneurship was born. We began with freedom and our ability to make our living, to pursue our entrepreneurial dreams, to start small businesses and to grow them and to do what we do today. We began with freedom and that was born. We began with freedom and capitalism was made to flourish. We began with freedom, my friends, and I believe the world is a better place for it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got the poem. Remember the poem, Freedom Isn't Free? I'm going to read that again to the best of my ability. It's a very poignant poem, ladies and gentlemen, and one that I love, and I'm sure you do too. You'll remember that. And some other things, some other thoughts that are on my mind. One more segment like this, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy 4th of July. I want to be with you
everywhere. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.